Yo, what's up? This is Richard, and this is Geek Love Radio, October 11th, 2004. I'm in the studio here with, usual Adam.
What's up?
And we have Eric as our co-host again.
Hey, what's up?
Welcome back, Eric.
Thank you. It's been a little while.
So we have a pretty long show. At least we have a lot of hates.
You know? A lot of stuff to cover.
Yeah. We've had a lot of emails, actually, and, like, questions sent to us, so we're going to cover those, and we'll just start out with those. Before we start out, of course, we always have Geek Love Radio AIM name. If you guys want to message us your questions throughout the show or comments, we'll hit those up at the end. Geek Love Radio, that would be the AIM name, just as it sounds. And then anything else? We have some site updates, too, that we've been working on.
Yeah, it's an ever-going... our ongoing project to get the Geek Love Radio site up to date. We try to update that thing at the beginning of every week to let you know what's coming on the next show. Sometimes it waits until about Sunday, but yeah. We get it done.
Yeah, we've done some small changes. I've added a couple things to the site too. You guys can look around and find those. Nothing too important, but something to read. Alright, I'm just going to jump into the email first. You want to read the first email really quick? I'll let you read the first email.
I'm going to make Eric read it.
Eric, you read the first email.
Alrighty. First email is, hi, I have a question about dating. I don't date much. I've dated two girls in my life, and I am 19. I also don't flirt or talk to girls much. There is this girl I work with that I want to ask out. I guess my question is, how? The other girls I was set up by my friends, or the girl asked me. I know this is a simple task that many say is easy, but for many it isn't. Thanks.
This is very true. A lot of people do have problems asking girls out, and that's why we're here. But, alright, let's focus on the email.
Yeah, it's, you know, the girl at work thing. The first flag that popped up in my head is, what kind of job is this? Is this going to be like, is this a high-stress job, or, you know, or is this like an office environment where you have your own cubicles, or you're working side-by-side, like at Subway or something?
Good point. I mean, you don't want to, like, I don't know. I'll let you explain this, because we were talking about this earlier, and I don't want to take away your glory, but we were talking about how, you know, if you're working together with somebody, it's probably going to get odd after a while if you're always next to the person.
I mean, if he's working on this person 8 hours a day, you know, if he's working that much, might just be part-time. She probably doesn't want to see him on top of that, unless they've, we got somebody else joining us on the show right now.
Hey, you keep talking. Okay. Keep talking.
He's going to take the mic out of the new package. We weren't ready for a fourth person on the show tonight. What I was saying was, we need to assess the situation. If this is a high-stress job, she probably doesn't want to be seeing someone that's related to that job outside of that job environment or that work environment. So that's the first thing I would just check out. If it's something that's more casual.
I was going to say, too, that, like...
like, if he's talking to her, working next to her, like, the whole time he works, it's a little bit different than if, say, she just works at the same building he works at.
I was also going to mention, and we talked about this earlier, too, that if you guys... like, if she happens to be your boss or something, that might not be the right way to go about things, because...
moving up the corporate ladder.
Yeah. Well, things could get awkward, especially later when, like, you have out-of-personal relationships going on with your boss. I don't know. Alright, I just... You're on.
Right.
Sound check. Okay, we got Shannon on the show now.
We had to hook his mic up. Shannon, we're talking about this guy has... He likes this girl that he's working with, and he's thinking about dating her. So, any advice?
You know, I think all really strong relationships really need to you need to have some time apart. And if you're working together, that can get some complexity into
your relationship. That's what I was trying to get to. This is my point. Is that if you're working together, if it's like an 8-hour shift, if he's working side by side with this person, she's probably not going to look at him after work.
Yeah.
Or work all day and, hey, let's go out tonight.
You were saying,
maybe on a Friday or something.
I wasn't paying attention because I was setting up the mic, but did you mention the Subway thing, like, you know, like Subway example?
Yeah. it's different, say, if he's working side by side with somebody helping them make sandwiches, or if this is just the person who works in the same building he works at.
Some tips, though, I'm going to say, if you're not working in the same department and you're not his, her boss, or she's not your boss, and you think this could work, I think it would be something to go for. I mean, even if it might be awkward at first, even if you're working close together, if you think it could work, I'd say go for it. I mean, you have nothing to lose other than, you know, she's just not going to talk to you at work anymore.
He makes it sound like the hardest part for him is just asking. Because he says that, I know it's a simple task for many. For me, it's not so easy, or whatever he said.
Well, alright, here's my advice to that then. Instead of asking her out on a date, like, if you guys work together around lunch or something, like, ask her to go to lunch with you, or just be like, hey, I have, like, you know, an extra ticket to Applebee's.
That just makes me remember another important thing. If you're not already talking to this person, you're not already friends with them, don't just walk up to them and, so, what are you doing tonight? Or what are you doing on Saturday night? You want to maybe drop some hints that you're interested in first, compliment her on something. Don't just come up cold and be like, want to go out Saturday night?
Yeah.
You're going to catch him off guard.
Makes sense to me. Yeah, so don't catch her off guard if you don't talk to her. Start, like, a relationship or friendship up first, because that'll probably help you out a lot.
And also, the reason it's so hard for you is because it looks like you haven't asked any girls. You've just been set up and... it's always hard for the first couple times.
Listen to our last show, because I had some good advice on how to overcome some shyness.
Yeah, you had that good advice for going to the mall. And
yeah, going to the mall. If you didn't listen, listen to our last show. I just basically sum it up as go to the mall and hit on, like, the women that help you out. Because, like, that's a good way to, like, talk to women. I mean, they're going to talk to you, obviously, because they want commission. And, I mean, you're not going to feel obligated to keep going on with things. But it gives you the interaction with women and stuff. I don't know.
Just leave your debit card at home, though.
Yeah, leave your debit card at home, because you might get suckered into buying, like, $40 or, like, $50 in, like, perfumes and shit. All right.
I have massage oil with no one to massage.
Who would do something like that? All right, shut up.
Oh, I was just getting ready. I was just thinking out loud.
All right, so,
email number two.
We'll go on email number two. Next week, listen in, we'll talk about dating and relationships at work, too. And that'll be a big, long segment that we have planned out already, actually. So listen in next week, too, and we'll get back to that. All right, email number two I'll read, since it's a bit long. Unless you want to read it.
Okay.
I'm joking up. No. All right, I met a girl online almost 2 years ago, and we've been talking pretty much regularly since then. We both are pretty busy, and sometimes we don't talk for a week or so, but usually we hear from each other at least once a week, usually more. She lives halfway across the country, not within driving distance. I flew out to see her about a year ago, and we had a lot of fun. Recently, I flew out to her hometown again, and we made arrangements to see each other again. I was there for several days, and we talked on the phone. The day we were going to meet, she never answered her phone or called me back. I've left many messages since then, but I still have not heard a thing from her. Am I getting played the fool? It's not very characteristic of her to do this, so I don't know what to think. What do I do? Do I keep trying to get in touch with her, or do I just give up? I care about this girl a lot, and I don't want to throw it all away. Long email, but
it works. This one makes me wonder lots of things. Is if she knew he was coming that last time that he went, because for her, if she knew he was coming and just not contact him not answer his calls or anything, that's pretty cold.
Yeah, it's kind of shady.
It looks kind of like there's, you know, like, he thinks it's at, you know, a higher level than what she thinks it is, and, you know, maybe she's dating somebody right now.
Yeah,
or,
that's my first reaction, is that she has somebody else, and she doesn't want him to know or be involved. Or
definitely.
Or something may have happened with her life where she's, you know, really, really busy. Something big happened. You know, you want to make sure she's still alive.
As hard as that,
you know.
Yeah, that sounds really cold for us to laugh about it. But I mean, yeah, that is just kind of weird.
This is what I'm going to suggest. So you might want to try this. This is what I would do. Well, first of all, pace yourself and be prepared that you're going to have to give up on this. But try sending her, if you have her address, try sending her an actual letter in the mail. Don't type something up, just actually write it out. Basically covering those things, telling her that you would understand if she has somebody else now, you just kind of want to find out what's going on. If she sees that you took the time to actually write a letter and send it, most person that's not heartless would at least give you the decency to, have the decency to reply to you.
You would hope, anyway.
Yeah, especially since you had the courage to, go and see her, try to see her a couple times. I mean, that's really cool, I think, that you would go out of your way to go see her. Which...
But also, it looks like, she never came to where he was to see him.
Yeah. I don't know. I think maybe it's time to move on, almost, because... Unless there's significant, forward motion in the relationship.
How long?
They
didn't say how long ago this happened.
But they've been talking for 2 years already. And if she's, done this after 2 years of them talking.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would say, don't give up totally, but... Like Adam said, just start preparing yourself, I mean, there's a lot of women out here or out wherever you are. Especially Iowa. You need to come to Iowa because you have some hot-looking women in Iowa.
But if this happened a long time ago, it's probably looks like you're holding on to it too long if it happened a long time ago. If this is recently, then I understand, but...
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe if you want to email us back and tell us how long... how long ago this happened and how long the silence has been going on?
Yeah, that would be good. Because if it's been going on for more... How about, let's just say this. If it's been going on for more than a month, it's probably maybe time to move on.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
And said he met this girl online. So I'm assuming she has some sort of screen name or something that he would see come online. So you might want to try this. Say if she's using AIM or AOL. Create a different screen name. Get online. Add her to your buddy list. See if she shows up compared to your other screen name. She may just have you blocked.
There's MSN block checkers out there and stuff too. Okay. I mean, you can check.
So how do you only use AIM really? So,
yeah. I mean, I don't. Just in case you use.
Either it could be she has you blocked, or she has everyone except people on her buddy list blocked. So you could. That'd be just one way to research, I guess. But considering he met her online, I guess he should see her pop up online. But if she's online, she's going to talk to you, yeah, definitely move on.
Okay. As we should be moving on to.
Yeah, time to move on.
Alright, we have some listener questions, too, that I've gotten. We had a lot of responses. One of the questions is, how do you know if a guy's attracted to you? And this is from one of our female listeners, obviously. we can't discriminate, but... She wanted to know how to know if a guy is attracted to her. She likes a guy, but she doesn't know how to tell a lot, when she's around him.
Yeah.
This is a long subject. We could go on for, a whole show, I think, about this. Which we might sometime. But specific tips, for now, I would say, is he, inquisitive about, things that you're into or, things that you do? Because that would always be a good sign of, knowing if a guy likes you. I'm just thinking of things I do. If I see a girl, I, try to find out what she's into and,
And also, as silly as it sounds, if someone likes you, at least they're going to be more friendly and maybe compliment you, be more willing to hold open doors for you and things.
Yeah.
It reminds me of Chris Rock on his live stand-up thing once said, ways to tell, or,
this may not be appropriate for our younger listeners.
It's alright.
Well, people who've listened to Chris Rock's stand-up thing know what I'm talking about. About every time a guy's been nice to you, he's just been offering you something.
It happens.
But, as shallow and negative as that sounds, a lot of times it's true.
Yeah, a lot of guys are out for more than just,
Yeah, there's lots of guys out there. Even if you're a girl who has a boyfriend and this guy knows it, a lot of times it doesn't matter because they're still, trying to get on in on that.
Yeah, that...
PP.
Okay, well.
Yeah, well.
Just, there's lots of different ways.
I think
guys aren't that complicated.
We aren't.
I think you could be on both sides of the spectrum. I think if he's really outgoing towards you, then there's a good chance he likes you. But if he's also really, really shy towards you, then I think he's really into you too. I mean, if he's in the middle ground, you know, that's probably the way you can tell that he's really not, like, going
after you. I guess
it
does get complicated because too much eye contact might be weird, or very little, or just, like, glancing up and glancing back down. Or...
It depends on the setting, too. Like, if it's a scholastic setting, you know?
Or
how much does he talk to you about, like, normal things other than school? Or, like, if it's a work setting, do you guys just talk about work? Or do you have, like, other things in common? You know, just work with the guy or who and talk to him, and you'll be able to tell. I mean, it's one of those things that comes fairly easy, like, after a while. Just interact with a lot of guys and know how they react with you, because most guys... All guys are probably this. We all think the same. I mean, basically, when it comes down to it, we do. You guys are laughing, but it's true. I know I'm degrading guys, but we all think the same. I'm gonna say that.
We might have different goals in the end, but
yeah. So okay, that was a question. We have another listener question: is why are guys different when they're around their friends? Like, that's a decent question. Like, she was wondering, because, like, some guy was acting differently around her, like, acting differently to her when he was around her friends.
I'm going to stop it right there and say it. Not just guys do that.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, women
do this,
too.
Everyone just acts different around their friends, because people act differently around different people.
Yeah. I would say he's probably the person that... is who he is probably the person that you know when you're alone with him. That's probably more of the person he is than when he's with his friends. So, like, yeah. Don't judge people by if you see him, like, in groups with their friends or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I think there's, in a lot of different groups, there's definitely, like, you know, you play your own role within a bigger group.
Oh, definitely.
You know, I mean...
I'm, like, the Mexican of the group. No, it makes sense, though. Like, I don't know. Like, all my friends from my old college, Central, you guys are awesome, but you guys are very crazy. And, like, the 12 guys I lived with, craziest bunch ever, they'd get me to do, like, crazy things that, like, I normally probably wouldn't ever do. So, I mean, it's just a way to open up sometimes. I mean, you can just release energy.
It's just normal. You act differently around your friends and... you might do otherwise when it comes to other people. Everybody does it.
Yeah, I think everyone does it. That's all I can say.
And women, you do it
too. There's no particular reason. Everyone does it. I think it's a comfort thing and what you think your friends expect out of you.
Yeah, very true, very true.
Like, if you have friends that you're always crazy with, and say you're not crazy with other people.
Oh. We got an instant message. So, like, want to impress people, you know? Like if you're out to impress a girl or something, and you're with your friends, or you want to impress your friends, I don't know how it works. But, you know, you don't want to, like, be the whipped boyfriend in front of your friends sort of thing.
Unless you don't mind to portray that.
I mean, it's not
the way girls act a lot of times is, like, she wants... to show, you know, you always want to show your friends that you're the person with the pants on in the relationship, as to
being dominant.
Even if you're not.
Especially if you're not. I mean,
it happens.
Yeah, there's always a dominant one in the relationship. I noticed.
That'd be a good article or
something. The ones that are 50-50 are a struggle the whole time.
That's true.
Someone's always kind of in control.
Alright, let's move on, because we got a lot to cover. Alright, the last listener question that we have is, how do you overcome shyness when you're talking to a celebrity? Okay.
That's not what my notes say.
Alright, well, I know. It says, RSA, how to overcome shyness when you're, talking to a celebrity.
when you're talking to a celebrity.
Yeah, well,
when does this situation arise?
She, this girl that messaged me, she met a celebrity and she like knows a celebrity, but she always can't find like right things to say to the celebrity. She like feels shy, and as a person that's
that show,
I've met a lot of celebrities like throughout my days.
Oh really?
Yeah, I have met a lot of celebrities. Like I haven't really mostly met all artists though, all band people. Like I know if you can name anybody that's been popular within the past 6 years, I've probably met them. Like in popular music. I mean, just I do lighting and stuff for bands, so
I stood 4 feet away from Janine Garofalo once.
Ooh.
That's my biggest celebrity encounter.
Yeah, so as someone that's met celebrities on a like constant basis, I would say this. They are just exactly like we are. I mean, it sounds kind of dumb to say and like think, but they are no different than we are. And like, when you look at them, most people are like, "Oh my God, you know, I saw you on TV," or like, "I saw you on that video last week on MTV." But I mean, you know, anybody could be there. It's just kind of sort of luck. And so I wouldn't. I mean, like, don't be afraid to talk to them. They're people. They're not like Superman or like God or something like that.
Superman.
Although some people I have seen at some of these concerts idol these people like gods or like Superman. So yeah.
Come on, you see certain people at Backstreet Boys concerts like bawling their eyes out.
Backstreet what? NSYNC. I've done NSYNC concerts. I need degrees. Oh man, it's crazy.
Some people. I don't know. Some. I bet it's not so much shy, maybe. Might be that just, like, they idolize this person and they're almost in disbelief or something.
Yeah.
It might be confusing shy with...
I'll admit, it was kind of weird the first time I ever met a celebrity, you know, doing anything. It was kind of weird when I'm just, like, sitting there, I'm like, so what do you say, or, like, what do you do? But, like, then... Alright, this is a good example, because, you know, we're probably going to hate mail or something for this from the girl listeners, but... I was doing a concert. I was doing a 98 Degrees concert, and like we got done setting up, and like I was focusing some lights, and I finished early, and I was just chilling on the stage. And 98 Degrees came out for their sound check, and I forget which one of the four guys. It wasn't the tall, skinny white guy, like with blonde hair. It was one of the other guys. So we're sitting there, and we're alongside the Mississippi River. It's like the biggest river in like Iowa. It's the third biggest river in the world, and it's like the biggest river in the United States. So we're sitting there, and like the guy comes out, like when I forget who he was, because I'm obviously I don't care. And and he comes out, and we're talking. Like I was talking to him for a bit, you know. And he looks over at me. He's like, "Dude," he's like, "What river is that?" I'm like, "Are you serious?" I'm like, "Wow, you got to be kidding me, man." I'm like, "That's the Mississippi." I'm like, "It's only the third biggest river in the world." And he's like, "Oh." He's like, "Are you sure?" I'm like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Oh, interesting." He's like, "I thought it'd be bigger or something." I'm like, oh. From then on, I'm like, you know, this dude's a dumbass. It doesn't matter. And so, yeah. Don't be scared, because they're normal people. They're idiots like most other people. Most times. So, yeah. Don't worry about shyness. Just, you know, talk to them normally. Talk about your day. Or, like, things in common, you know? Alright, we gotta move on, because we have a lot to cover.
Yeah, we do need them.
Alright,
that whole main topic for the show tonight is moving on.
Yes, it is, moving on. That's a good theme for the show. Alright, our next topic of choice is also a listener request, and this is how to end a date. And honestly, I'm going to say this right in it. Like, we didn't have a lot of time to do things this week, because we were really busy. We have midterms and stuff coming up. But we did have time to do some of... We got through all of the, like, most of the listener, like, mail and stuff like that. But how to end a date. Like, one of our questions was how to end a date. And, like, I've ended a lot of dates, bad and good. So, I'm like, well, I don't know. What do you guys... Any tips on how to end a date? A good date?
A good date?
Yeah, then we'll talk about bad dates.
I think at the bare minimum, you should at least give them a hug before you leave.
I would agree. I concur. I think...
I did go on a date once long ago where I didn't even hug the person because I was so shy. I was like... And I left without hugging them, and they asked me about it later. Confronted me about it. So.
Yeah, I don't, I mean, you know, you may, I mean, you can even be as subtle as, you know, you walk her to your door and you're holding hands and you just kind of, you know, do the long let go of the hand.
Ooh,
just kind of make it
like you don't want to.
Yeah. Well, not to that effect, because that would be a little creepy. But you know, I mean, just a deliberate let go of the hand, so her hand's still kind of out.
Gotcha. I would like most times I figure this is the end of the date. If she likes me and I like, you know, try to. Most people are reluctant. People are like, you know, do I kiss her on the first date or do I not kiss her? Like, or if you're a girl, do you let him kiss me? Or, like, if you're the girl that wants to do the kiss, go for it, you know? But I always figured this. At the end of a date, no matter, like, what's going on, if she likes me at the end of the date, then the kiss is going to seal it. And if she doesn't like me, then a kiss isn't going to matter. So, you know, you could always just do the kiss at the end of the date, like, first. Nothing serious, just like a kiss on the cheek, or like even a kiss on the hand. Girls like the kiss on the hand thing.
That's good. It's a good way to start it, too.
Good way to start a date, too, yes. I guess there's ways to end bad dates, too, that we could talk about, like.
But I'll first. I know we have girls listening to the show live, okay. So if you have any suggestions for.
How to end a date?
For the males, on how. A good way to end a date, or your preferred method. Send us an IM right now.
At Geek Love Radio, our A1 sent message name. So, that was a shameless pick. Okay. Numbers. Oh, like, I have numbers here. Like, do you want to give, like, your number out on the first date? Like, if it was a blind date? Because, like, this has happened to me before.
If I was
to
say blind date, then, yeah, that kind of depends on what happened during the date. I was hoping if it was just going to be a, like, you asked to go out with her, you already had her number, but...
Yeah. Well, I get sent up on a lot of blind dates. So, I'm always, like, asking, I'm like, hey, so can I have your number? But, I would say that it would also be a good idea to, like, if you think the date went well, ask her if, you know, if you can see her again. Be like, hey, so can I see you again sometime? And if you're a girl listening to this and you're in that situation, if you don't like the guy, please tell him, like, right away. Don't wait for him to call you, like, 30 times before you tell him, hey, you know what, I don't think so. Just tell him right away. Be like, hey, you know what, I don't think this is a good idea. And if you're a guy and you're in the situation, ask her, be like, hey, you want to go out on another date, you know, sometime? And if she says no, then, you know, it's not the end of the world.
Let it go.
Yeah, you had a fun night. I mean, that's more than sitting at home playing, like, Counter-Strike for 3 hours or 4 hours.
Yeah, and you might have learned some lessons from it, too.
Yeah. And then if she says yeah, then you're in luck.
And even if you didn't get the second date, someone, your friends ask you, so what'd you do Saturday night? Oh, I went on a date.
Yeah, it's just a bragging rights.
Yeah, you'll be the hero between your Counter-Strike clan.
Very true.
Or Quake 3 clan or whatever.
And, I think also I was like, I put a question on my sheet. I'm like, go in if she invites you? ? Like, what do you guys think about this? Like, on a first date especially.
I don't know about that.
Like, if she invites you in, do you want to go in?
I think it kind of depends on how they ask you in, because you can kind of tell what the purpose is by the way they ask you.
Yeah, I mean, if it's like a person that you really don't know that well, I mean, you know, if it's like, you know, a friend you've known for 5 years, then I don't know. If you've had feelings for this person and you think they might have had feelings for you.
Well, I mean, maybe it's not going to lead into other
things.
Well,
oh, definitely.
Like,
definitely.
Just like coffee.
Yeah.
And for those of you that are afraid, just remember that no means no.
Yes. But,
and if you get raped, you can sue her.
Hey, guy rape happens, okay? Guy rape happens.
It does, but not usually by girls, unfortunately.
So, moving on.
I just mentioning that. Like, every time I've ever gone to Chicago or Minneapolis, you turn on the news, it's always some guy raping.
Alright, you're done. You're done.
It's not a common occurrence.
Alright.
Click.
Alright, we're done with Adam. Alright, go in if she invites you, unless you feel awkward. go on.
Yeah.
Go in unless you feel awkward going in. Otherwise than that, you know, you have nothing to lose.
I apologize.
Feelings.
How did I get on that anyway?
I don't know.
We okay,
don't
no means no. No means no.
Never get on that again.
We were thinking that you were thinking that girls don't rape guys, but I bet it happens.
Again, but that's enough.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to say just some quick tips
on,
how to end a bad date.
Can't rape the willing, Eric.
You're cut off. You're a sound technician for the rest of the night. All
right. Eric seems afraid of that idea, and I'm trying to convince him.
All right.
Okay, we'll keep going.
I need a drink of water. All right, how to end a bad date. Be truthful to the person that you had the date with. Just be like, hey, this isn't going to work out. That's honestly the best way, because other than that, I mean, you can try to... You're just going to lead the person on. I mean, there's nothing other than that. Sorry, I had to get some water.
Don't talk about rape during your date.
Or on a radio show.
That's the lesson I just learned.
Oh, and no high fives. Don't end the date on a high five. That goes from last.
Yeah, I think we talked about...
Yeah.
That's not... That's nor the time or the place. Unless the date is at a football game.
Yeah. And if you're a girl...
It ends at the end of the game.
Oh, I have a tip here, too. If you're a girl, never tell the guy that he's too nice. Be like... Because this happens to me all the time.
Like,
girls are always like, you're too nice for me, you're too nice for me. I started a website because of this, because I was pissed off about it. Which I won't go on a rant, but...
Hold on, rant.
NGFL, I started this website, like, a long time, like, 2 years ago. NGFL Club. Nice guys finished last club. Forums, website, you know, whatever. The whole deal. But we started it because, like, me and my friends, we always had the you're too nice for me thing, you know? Like, girls would either date us and break up with us because we're too nice, or not date us at all because we were too nice, which doesn't make sense. I don't understand how you could be too nice for a girl. I mean, well, okay, I can understand overly nice sometimes, you know, but, like, isn't nice what you want in a guy? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. All right.
So that was a small rant. I could have gone longer, but I'm going to control myself. So never end a date on you're too nice, because that sucks. Sucks big time.
Yeah, when you do that, you can hear people in the background going, "Ooh."
Yeah, I would rather be told, "Hi, yeah, you're just ugly or something," than you're too nice, just because, you know. Yeah,
you smell like cheese. So.
Yeah.
That would be original, though.
It would be original.
I don't date guys that smell like cheese.
I don't.
So. Meant to be your cologne, but I smell some Kobe Jack.
Hey, if you never know. Some of those bar hopping girls like the scent of beer.
Yeah.
I guess. Hey, do you want to talk about... It's not on the show notes. Do you want to talk about what we were talking about earlier? Like, dress and, like, scents and stuff?
Oh, no, it's okay.
Alright, we'll save that for another time.
Yeah, we decided not to because it seems like every show we mention, take a shower.
Yeah, which we just did again.
I think
so.
Our listeners know that now.
Alright, I have nothing else for this topic unless you guys have something else to talk about.
How to end a date.
How to end a date. This is how to end a segment. Alright, we're going on to the next segment.
Segway. That's a weird segue, though.
I know. I have an article that I'm going to read because it was long and I didn't want to print it off on paper because it was like 10 pages long. But I'm just going to give you guys overviews about it. And it's basically how to know if a girl is interested in you. We talked about how to know if a guy is interested in you. And this article, it is from Matthew Fitzgerald. And it's 8 signs she's interested in you. So I'm just going to read these really quick, and then you guys can chime in as I go along. All right, 1, she's in your face, you know. If she accidentally bumps into you or maneuvers to stand closer to you at a club or something like that, or does the first move, that would probably be a good sign that she's into you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I agree.
If you're at a movie theater and they kind of, like, bump arms with you or try to, like, you think they're just messing around. 'Cause I remember when I was first on a date and some girl started punching me in the side at the theater. I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Then you realize, you look over and they're like thinking it's funny, so you're like, oh.
Well, it's always about the physical attraction too. Yeah. Like, you know, if you can be closer to that one, to the person that you're with, you know, through physical attraction, that always helps.
That was long, long ago.
Yeah, when was the last time you had a date? I won't even
next
go
topic.
All right. Number two, she's got the right moves, as in she body, like, flirting, you know, body motions. Like, her eyes are locked in your eyes, or she's tossing her hair, you know, or pointing in, like, this is a big one that people don't realize, but, like, if she's pointing in your direction with her leg or, like, her foot or shoulders, that's, like, a good sign. That's saying she's, like, looking at you, for those of you who didn't know. Does she mirror your body movements, you know? That's always a good sign. Obviously, she'd be interested in you if she was trying to mimic you. But, I think that self-said. I don't know.
Is there anything in there, like, I don't know, I heard, like, she looks at you, and then she kind of gives you her, like, her side profile of her face, and then she looks back. You know, that's actually supposed to be something that's a positive.
Yeah, eye contact is really good.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, like, anytime you can find eye contact with a girl, or a guy, even if you're a girl, and if you want to catch a guy's attention, eye contact is the best way, because they can't... Like, once you have eye contact, it's like a magnet or something. It's like a tractor beam. Seriously, it feels weird, and that's the weirdness that, you know, is good, I think. All right, Adam's just chilling there. He's, like, facing out.
Because, I'm looking at the show notes already.
All right, she's never too busy. Like, you know a girl likes you if she's always willing to do something with you. I don't know about this one, because, like, there's a lot of girls out there that, you know, would be willing to do stuff with me that I know probably don't like me. As in, like, a relationship. Obviously, they like me if they... But, you know... What do you think? He's not paying attention. Alright.
This happens to me in every show. This one. Like, he's trying to decode
your notes. He's facing out in the music. He's getting trance.
Yeah.
All right. Number four, she's
that's
curious.
Probably what's causing it.
Probably. All right. Number four, she's
my
curious about
out.
You. That'd be a good way to tell, because, you know, curiosity is always.
She wants to get to know you.
That's always a good thing. Wonder about somebody or whatever.
Like, do you guys react well to, like, girls asking you questions about yourself?
Yeah.
Sure.
Adam, sleeping one answered.
100 points.
Yeah, 100 points for you. We should start keeping tally of, like, points. You know,
I have 100 points, and you guys have zero.
Screw you.
Actually, Richard gets about 100 for the notes, so.
Yes, they're all graphical and nice. I got, like, little asterisk marks in.
Three whole pages.
I know. Three whole pages of notes, yeah, that's it.
These are the show book.
Alright, number five, she uses the probe on you. The probe is the female tool for asserting the level of a man's financial resource. It takes... I'm reading this because it's kind of hard to... the probe sounds kind of bad. It takes from form seemingly casual questions, but behind it are ruthless calculators ticking away. So when the woman first meets a man she might be interested in dating, she will quiz him on his job, where he lives, what kind of car he drives, all within the confines of what appear to be natural conversation. If you give the right answers, then flirting signals will follow. But if you aren't up to the standard, she's going to cloud out to dust fast. So basically it's saying she's going to probe you for, like, questions. And if she's probing you, that's probably a good sign that she's interested in you because she wants to know more. I guess I could go with, you know, being curious about you. All right, number six. She futures you? Okay. This one doesn't make sense, so I'm just going to skip it.
How many of these do we have?
We have eight. Okay. We have two more. One more. Well, number seven. Keep it rolling. Yeah, thank you, Mr. Talking about rape. She's on pins and needles.
We're not talking about that anymore.
She's nervous. She's nervous as a cat around you. This happens to guys and girls, I think, too. Like, if you're interested in somebody, you're always going to be nervous around whoever you're interested in, because that's just obvious, you know, normal gestures and...
You want to give the good impression, always.
Yeah.
It's like a never-ending first impression, basically. It's your feelings.
Yeah. And sometimes that can be nerve-wracking.
Oh, yeah.
Eric, has this ever happened?
Plenty of times, unfortunately.
Ed, don't worry. I'm always nervous when I talk to girls, anyhow. I was told the other day... Oh, I won't talk about this. I'll talk about this some other time, because it's a pretty funny story, but it's long. Alright, she's jealous of other women when other women talk to you? I guess that would be a good sign to tell if she likes you.
Yeah, to tell if she likes... I mean, that's kind of scary, though, if she's going to get jealous and you're not dating. I mean, just think of what it's going to be like once you start talking to other girls and you're dating her and she flips out.
Very true.
Wouldn't so much be... jealousy, you wouldn't want that, but if she gets closer when someone else does.
Yeah. Maybe if she's competing for attention, then I guess.
Just jealous in a playful way or a friendly way.
More competitive, I guess you could say.
Competitiveness is good. Great minds think alike, Shannon. Great minds think alike. All right.
Is that the last one?
That was the last one, and I'm glad because that was a bad article. All right, I'm sorry.
Okay. Now we're going on to the October plan.
Yeah.
Like,
updates on our October plan.
Now mine was to go to the gym and start working out more and running and working out.
Toning your body. That's what mine was.
Just to get the abs to come back. And I did it all this last week, so I went out every single day.
Yeah, I have soccer all the time, so except for Saturday. We didn't do anything Saturday. I know we didn't do anything Saturday.
Yeah, I guess.
But Saturday, I think we deserve a break Saturday. Because, like, I have soccer games, like, in soccer practice every night. So, it always sucks to have to run extra, you know, on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm working at it, though. I'm working at it.
So we had a long walk yesterday to...
we walked around.
We decided to count it as working out, but it was a pretty long walk.
Yeah.
For a different purpose. Other than working out, it was... I can't really stay on the show because we don't want to incriminate ourselves.
Yeah. All right. Shannon, October plan.
Oh, the skateboarding part. Yeah. I got this gnarly bruise, and I, like, ripped my jeans from, like, seam to seam on one of my legs, which was really cool.
Better than the ass getting ripped.
Yeah. And the ollie is coming along.
Good.
But it's not quite there, but it's close.
It's good.
Yeah.
So, Eric.
Plan.
Yeah, you didn't share an October plan.
So now you have to share it. We don't really have an October plan yet. If you don't have one, then the listeners get to pick one for you.
Yeah.
Or we do.
Or we do.
Oktoberfest.
Do you want to pick one for him right now? I say we pick one on live on the air.
Okay.
All right.
I think we need to start dragging him to the gym with us.
Yeah, you need
We need to put on 5 pounds.
We've already tried doing that.
5 pounds.
Yeah, and you quit. So I can't quit.
Five pounds. That way he weighs 100 pounds.
I weigh more than that.
100 whole pounds.
This is without clothes, Eric. Because, like, with clothes, add, like, another 10 pounds.
I was talking to him, and I explained to him the good weight and the bad weight. Or the good diet and bad diet, whatever. Purpose to gain weight diet and the purpose to lose weight diet.
Yeah, you need the gain weight diet.
Yeah. Although he eats more than any of us.
Yeah, that is true.
He needs something to, I don't know. Well, working out increases motivation.
How about this? How are you, like, women-wise? Like, do you want to do something women-wise?
No.
Well, this is your time to, like...
Any particular girls that you're...
This is your time to, like, you know, do something that you wouldn't, like, normally wouldn't do. So, how about this? At work. Are there women at work that you'd want to talk to?
Of course.
All right, so make it a goal for the end of the month. You have, like, a lot of work days left. And you have... Just talk to a girl and, like, you know, just be friends with her. You don't have to do anything other than just talk to her. You can do it.
Maybe you can offer a free game of pool since you have the hookup.
Cha-ching, cha-ching.
So,
pool, I'm yours.
Do you talk to her on a regular basis then? Like this girl?
No, I only work with her.
Alright, well, talk to her.
You got two chances then.
Yeah, make friends with her. I mean, even if it's not like a long-lasting friendship that you're going to have for years and years
to come. If you can distract yourself for 15 minutes, then you pretty much served your purpose.
There you go.
And just as long as you don't talk about rape, you'll be okay.
Yeah.
Or cheese.
So, Eric, your goal that we just picked for you is you're going to work out with us, and you're going to talk to a girl. Sound good?
Sounds all right, yes.
All right, but you got to do it, because...
You can talk to girls while
we're talking about the same time.
Or, if you want to do this at the same time, we can talk to girls as we work out.
That might be...
I think we're going to do that. All right.
Okay.
Adam, I'm going to have you take over top 10 this time.
Okay, the top 10 list, which I didn't pick or do anything to set up. I'm just going to read.
These might suck. I'm sorry.
I'm scanning really quick, looking for my name in there somewhere. Number one, don't date Adam. Okay. Well, this is backwards. Top 10, it starts at 1.
Yeah, so read them backwards.
You want me to start?
I don't know.
I think
1 is a lot more mild than number 10 is.
I think it's just not numbered right.
Yeah,
well.
They're not numbered right.
Okay, it's a top...
That was my bad.
Top 10 gifts men should never get for a woman. Number 1, electrical appliances, unless she asks for them.
Yeah, I would...
Well, actually, that was 10. Number 10.
I would say never get an electrical appliance for a woman, especially if you're still dating and like you're not married yet.
Yeah, if you're married, you can probably get away with it.
Even in like if it's something that like it's a woman product, like a female electric razor, you still need to. She needs to ask for it, otherwise you're suggesting maybe that she's too hairy. The girls' minds work like that. Like,
yeah, like, they'll interpret it in the worst
like,
way.
Damn, Harry.
Alright.
Or if you accidentally buy some sort of like, she wants a pop and you, or a soda, whatever you people call it.
You get her a diet.
Yeah.
Rogue.
So
we're
saying a fat.
Are you saying a fat? Does it look fat in this dress?
No.
I hate
that
question.
You need to train your mind.
No win situation.
Listen for that when a girl says, "So what are you saying?" You need to be prepared.
Be prepared.
So what are you saying? It all starts like that too.
Yeah. So what are you saying?
Okay. Anyway, number 9. Cleaning equipment. Definitely a no-no.
Shannon, have you ever done this?
I can honestly say I have not.
Alright, we're going to go through these. And
very good reason.
Mention any of these if you have done these, just like so we know how to do
it. Number 8, cooking utensils, unless you want to wear your dinner.
I would say that's true. Unless you're like deeper in the relationship where you're going to like start cooking dinner for each other and stuff.
Yeah. It's better if she asks for them too.
And if you're living together, that might be. It's better than electrical appliances, obviously.
Okay, number 7.
Nothing says I love you like a washer and dryer.
7. A gift for yourself and pretending it's for her. So don't get her a bowling ball that says Homer on it.
Hey, look at this awesome iPod I just bought you.
Here you go, sweetie. I got you some new golf clubs.
But this is filled with Motley Crue, and I don't like that.
Yeah, look at these golf clubs I bought for you. Oh, I'm sorry, they're my size.
This is for bonding.
Yeah. I got you some cleats.
You can walk with me.
You want a raffle?
Okay, anyway. Number 5. Cheap perfume. No matter how fancy it looks, you'll never fool her.
I would have to say that's true.
Like, yeah, don't wrap up designer imposters and like
that's more of a gift for your mom
or
when you were 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a cute gift, but like if you're gonna date a girl, and don't buy her cheap perfume. Just don't buy her perfume unless she asks for it like a specific brand.
Yeah.
That's something she buying for yourself.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just like the next one.
4. Clothes. Even if you have an impeccable taste, clothes are a woman's pleasure.
I agree totally.
You're taking away her weekend if you buy her clothes.
Unless. It's like Victoria's Secret or like lingerie or something like that. That would be the exception, I would say. Wait.
Yeah, if you had a lot of fun picking it out, then yeah.
Well, I mean, like,
that's 6 cents away, I guess.
If you went out of your way to, like, buy clothes, obviously she's not going to care, but be specific on what she want, like what she might like and stuff. Don't do it. Alright, continue on.
Okay, number 4. A cubic zirconia jewelry. If it's not diamonds, it's not worth having.
Those $8 rings you see at Walmart. Nothing says I love you better than $8 rings.
I think you'd be a little bit better off buying her one of those ring pops.
At least
you get the cute points from that.
Yeah, and she
I got you a ring
it.
Pop and a candy necklace.
Yeah, $8 rings aren't very classy.
That's an interesting idea, though. I just had a vision of some guy getting on his knee to ask a girl to marry him, and it's like a ring pop.
Dude, that would be an awesome way. If she was, like, playful like that, that'd be cool. I bet a girl would...
As long as you had the real thing in your other hand. Or your
yeah.
I bet a girl would react nicely to it. Maybe.
Okay, number three. Flannel lingerie. Only silk will do. Yuck.
Flannel lingerie? Wait a minute. Where do they sell flannel lingerie? I want to know this.
I would like to see that.
Eric's like, I like it.
Yeah. I'd like to own some of that, he says.
That wouldn't be my pleasure.
I've never seen flannel lingerie before, ever. Wow. Alright, continue. Because that just boggles me.
That's like, impressive.
Number two. Okay.
This should be number one.
Number two. Gift certificates for Weight Watchers. You will be signing your own death warrant.
Oh, that's so mean.
You're like, hey, honey, I got you a membership to Jenny Craig. So what are you saying, I'm fat?
So what are you saying?
I mean, not to be honest, or what?
No, I'm not trying to be mean to girls out there, but... Yeah, that's the what are you saying thing. Oh, man.
That's a killer.
I don't think I'm stereotyping by using that.
If you want to fight, then
if I am stereotyping girls by using that, definitely yeah. Send us an email, but...
No, I know a lot of girls that say, so what are you saying? I'm like, I'm not saying anything. I'm just implying.
You know what? And I mean, these are the obvious ones, but as guys, we make that mistake a lot where we generate that, so what are you saying thing.
Yeah, we ask stupid questions.
Yeah.
Just ignore those stupid questions.
Even small things like, be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to drive. So what are you saying? I'm a bad driver?
Yeah.
You're like, what?
I hate those, like, out-of-nowhere things where they're just like, you know, like, they want to pick a fight or something, but you're, like, sitting there, and you're just, like, holding back. You're like, I don't want to say anything else because you don't know what's going to come out.
Okay. Number one, anti-wrinkle cream. Would you like her to buy you acne cream?
If I had acne, I think I would want her to tell me. I don't know if I'd want her buying me cream, though. But I would say anti-wrinkle cream for a girl would probably not be the good way to go. And if you have to, okay, if you have to buy her anti-wrinkle cream because she has wrinkles, maybe, like, I guess obviously this is probably, you know, for older people that are dating too, but if you're a young kid and you have to buy your date anti-wrinkle cream, maybe you want to consider re-dating somebody else or something.
In your own age group.
Yeah. Don't date your teachers.
Unless you're kinky or something. Let's see. We have about 8 minutes left, and this next thing is really long.
Oh. Well, maybe we should save it first.
Do you want to save it?
Yeah, it is pretty long. We'll save that for next
time. It's like a whole page.
Okay.
We'll save that.
I think we're at a pretty good...
Do you want to rant about anything really quick?
I don't really have anything except other than school sucking.
School does suck.
Once again, I concur.
School sucks.
Yes, it does.
We have midterms this week. If for those of you who don't have midterms, you know what? This is what really pisses me off too. Like, some colleges have fall break that they take, and like they're taking fall break right after midterms. Like it starts Wednesday. We have all week of school.
Well, yeah, but we also get the whole week off at Thanksgiving.
You know what? I just found out today though.
What's that?
Some schools get today off and tomorrow off for Columbus Day.
No!
Did you see the signs around campus today that said, like, wanted?
That's
like,
so yeah. Evil.
Wanted dead or alive, whatever. Christopher Columbus for...
Murder.
He didn't discover the country. There were people here already. Honestly.
And that's not even his real name. That's his Americanized name. He's from Spain. It's like, I can't remember his real name. I was told what it was today.
He's actually Italian, but...
I thought he was Spanish.
No.
He's Italian.
Okay,
but
well,
still.
That's definitely not his real name, though.
You can't credit a guy...
I'm going to tell that person who told me that he was Spanish today that, haha.
Yeah.
He's Italian.
He's Italian. Yeah.
I found out that on a Geek Club Radio.
No, yeah. There you go. Unless Eric's wrong, which...
I'm pretty sure I'm right, but...
But how can you credit a guy for discovering
no,
a country?
I think he was from Spain, actually.
That people were on already, and it makes no sense. He didn't even name the country. I could see... You know, we should pay, like, more homage to the guy that named America, you know, America Vespucci, than, like, Columbus. He did nothing. He just hit... He was going for India. He was actually going for, like, China and India. And he hit the United States. It was an accident, people. Don't glorify it.
That's why they're called Indians. Because they thought that they were people from India.
Sleeping people.
Yeah. Let's kill some Indians.
Man, that really pissed me off. People have this day off, and we have to go to school.
I thought people stopped celebrating that a long time ago.
No, people on TV were saying today that they were having breaks. And
yeah, and
obviously the TV doesn't lie. So...
I know some school districts, you know, in the public school system will take it off, but they won't call it, you know, Christopher Columbus Day. They'll say, like, in-service day or teacher in-service day or conference day or something.
Our school has plenty of those. We probably did that, too.
When I was in high school, I always wanted it, but now that I'm in college, you know, and everybody else has it and I don't, I'm kind of pissed. I want everybody to have this day.
All we want is a snow day, which we hardly ever get.
Yeah, we never get snow days either.
In, like, the last 5 years, there's been one.
Here. There will be one this year.
There better be.
Oh, there will be.
Come on.
School prank.
Oh, yeah.
Flattening all the satellite bus tires. Oh, did I say that?
What?
December 7th.
Yeah, watch, something does happen December 7th, and you're like, Shannon.
Yeah.
All right, let's end the show, because we got like 5 minutes left. Shout-outs. Let's do shout-outs. You guys can start, because I got shout-outs to a lot of people again tonight.
I just want to shout-out to all the listeners. That's all I want to shout-out to. Because I don't want to give everybody the same shout-outs every week.
Sounds good.
So, there's no special ones anymore, except for people who told us... Never mind. Someone else go.
I'll just give a shout-out to my brother. It was his birthday, like, Saturday. He's not listening, but, you know.
You better tell him to.
Eric, any shout-outs?
Not really. Ooh. I guess I just want to mention that Christopher Reeve died yesterday, or was it today? I just want to honor him, I guess.
Cool.
Yeah, Superman.
There's lots of stem cell stuff on TV now.
Yeah. Just we all appreciated what he was all about. That's all I have.
I have a couple shout-outs.
And Richard gives a shout-out to Eric's sister.
Give a shout-out to Eric's sister.
Just kidding.
Not the only person who doesn't.
First shout-out is to...
the only person who doesn't.
To Eric's sister is the first shout-out. No,
does she listen to this show?
Does she listen to this show?
Not. No. She doesn't even have the internet anymore, so...
Okay. Well,
or George Bush would say she doesn't have the internets anymore.
Internets.
Yeah.
Bulgari.
Just because the other choice sucks.
Alright, I'm gonna shout out to Veronica because she's listening to the show tonight and she's cool and she has awesome eyes. She does. I'll have to show you guys some pictures sometime.
Listeners, send in pictures.
Yeah, send in pictures. We got a lot of new updated pictures. My cousin Carlos, he scored a game winning touchdown this past weekend. Butler family, I have like a lot of family listening, you know. Ashley, she just turned 16. Happy birthday, Ashley, because you're listening too. Stephanie, she wants me to shout out to my homie D-Dog Shiz. And
D-Dog
Rindy.
Shiz.
That's my last shout out. Rindy's my last shout out.
And Rindy.
Yeah, she helped me out with a photo project that turned out really cool. I'm going to hit her up again. She's hot. It happens. She's single too.
Oh,
my brother is still single. We think. I don't know. I haven't talked to him. Maybe he's not.
His pick is on the listener page now, isn't he?
Yeah, his pick is on the listener page. It's in the guys section. He's the one with the big aviator glasses on with a weird face. And, yeah. I put my pick up, too. Adam, you need to put a pick up.
Yeah, I need to put one up in conjunction with my blog, which I never post to.
Yeah. We're going to get pictures of you guys, too, to put up. We have pictures of Eric, but
yeah, pictures
please
of
don't
Eric.
Put that one up.
I want to do that one.
And I think that's it. That's all I have.
Oh, shout out to Nikolai. He had a barbecue on Saturday.
Yeah, Nikolai.
Or Saturday night.
Yeah.
No. It was yesterday night.
Yeah, because we cooked it.
I'm so busy with stuff, I don't even remember what day it is.
Yeah, we had to cook it because Nikolai cut his thumb.
Yeah.
So
he might...
He was going to come tonight, but he
because he has his injury. He cut his thumb and... We took over the barbecue for him. That's the first barbecue I went to as a guest, and I ended up cooking.
Oh, I got a shout out. I forgot. I want to shout out Kevin Rose, just because I emailed him today, and I just want to say hi.
Okay.
Not that it matters. People are going to be like, what? It's okay.
The broken.
But, yeah, that's our show for this week.
And everybody send in your emails, send in your questions.
We got
we didn't get any IMs during the show other than those ones.
Oh, we did. I erased them all. Yeah. It, nothing important. They were just dumb questions. I'm just joking. There's no dumb questions. They were just comments like...
Intelligent questions, please.
It was like my brother and Veronica listening to the show saying that my brother's hot and stuff like that.
Oh, and your brother's still single.
And my brother's still single, yeah. Yeah, I'm done.
All right. Well, what's next week? What's Monday next week?
Let me check really quick. Obviously, 8 days, 7 days from now, so the 18th.
Yeah, the 18th.
18th.
Okay, we'll see everybody on the October the 18th at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Yes. Have a good time. Peace.
Later. All right.
Later.